All right. Good morning and welcome to episode 11 of the Arisen podcast. My name is Mo Dangi and I come to you via the power of a wave vessel all the way from Australia. And the other fine host of this here podcast is the back-to-back-to-back Orna content creator of the year, Mr. Floor 300, the most attractive man in all of Scotland. The Iron Brew Guzzling, Mr. Shabash. The Orna legend. How are you, Shabash?
Good morning. G'day, mate.
I'm not sure if you caught this, mate. You might have been shaking your head, but look, I've got a little treat.
There it is. The official endorsement from the Southern Forge. Iron Brew. There you go.
There you go. The Southern Forge. There you go. Yeah, I got that as a treat. I hadn't yet showed you, but yeah, there we go.
Get that one in the pocket. Yeah, get the blue shit out of here. That's what we're talking about now.
I actually don't even know. I've never had this stuff. I'm terrified to have it. What's it got in it?
What I wouldn't have it.
Is it? I'm gonna...
Oh, it's Iron Brew flavor, mate.
Iron Brew. Is it meant to be orange flavor or?
Well, it depends what recipe it's using, because there was a new sugar legislation brought into Scotland last year. They had to reduce the amount of sugar in all the fizzy drinks. So they had to change the recipe and it just became really pretty poor. So instead, they did bring out an original recipe one, called it the 1901 recipe. Don't know if that's what you've got there, but you can certainly taste the difference. So
I don't know. It says, with a unique blend of mixed fruit flavors. I've got no idea what that actually means. That's scary.
I should have made a submission to the lore contest based around an Iron Brew guzzling character. That could have been pretty good. I'm fine, though. Thanks, Stangy, for asking. Thanks for introducing the episode 11. It's been running almost roughly 12 months we've been going, so come a long way since then, eh? We've got actual employee of the Northern Forge now, so I'm pretty hyped for this one, mate. Lore contest coming soon. And well, you've been reading lots and lots of words. Quite a few submissions.
Yeah. I might have done myself a disservice by giving people ultimate freedom to write so many words, because people like to write, and we've got some creative people in the community. Few submissions there of like 3,000 words. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But
that's
Read them all.
Solid effort. I mean, 3,000 words, that's like an average essay for a fucking master's class.
Pretty good, man. Like, people are pretty passionate about this stuff. It's really awesome. I mean, like, we'll go into that, I guess, but people are able to draw a lot out of a little with the lore that exists within Orna currently. So, really impressive stuff.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty excited for the reveal slightly later on. I think the plan is to initially discuss the current event, because there's some new stuff here that we haven't seen before for February. And then we'll go into your lore event, your contest there, some pretty awesome prizes, etc. And then we'll talk about the PvP seasons as well at the end. So, Dangy, I don't know how much time you've had to actually play the current event. I know we ran a couple of beast dens last week, trying to get one of these blackened eyes of Kerberos, potentially the rarest adornment you guys have released in the game until now. Do you have any idea on any kind of backstory behind this, these adornments coming in, these new mobs coming in? Because it's pretty interesting how the rarity behind it, let's say. I mean, they are strong, to be fair.
Very strong, right? Like that action rate alone is pretty awesome, but then on top of it, it's got ward and attack and magic and defense and resistance. They're insanely good adornments. And I did chat to the great man about, like, oh, these are a little bit too rare. He's like, nah, these are good. It's good rarity, I reckon. So I think it's an exciting one to chase. And it's got me, you know, smashing beast dens, which is kind of what we ask for a lot of the time, is we need a reason to be playing some of these themed dungeons. Yeah. So, yeah, you and I did some. I had a spot that had three beast dens and an underworld portal at it, and I didn't utilize it until the very last day of the rotation. Yeah. And I think you and Sunday. I did a single run of it. And now went for a drive with friends on Monday just gone. And we found one beast end through like 100 and something dungeons. And I'm like, oh, my God, Jesus. I should have hit that spot more. So I'm hopeful that tomorrow when it resets, which is, what is it, about 20, 26 hours from now, I will get more beast ends. But I'm pretty eager. We went for a drive to the city yesterday and I got my wife to drive. And every beast end I saw, I was trying to smash them. I've only got 5 of the blackened eyes so far, which were all in that run with you, actually. So, I don't know how you're going with it.
I think I'm into maybe 12 or 13, maybe a bit more, 15 or something. I checked the codex. I think I've seen like 26 of the tier 9 Kin of Kerberos.
That's awesome.
Way more than 26 beast ends, by the way. beast ends, it's one of those dungeons, that actually has boss floors, right? So you've only got one, tier 10. Plus, you've got 4 chances per dungeon of actually seeing the boss. So yeah, the rarity's there. I actually went out and this week, a couple of dry days, went on the bike into town to check the wave vessel spot. I haven't done that for months, purely to try and find the beast dens. But there doesn't seem to be any beast dens in Scotland right now. Don't know where they've gone. There is a spot. Somebody found a spot. They had 5 beast ends in it. So I think they're all there.
My gosh. I had 3. I had 3 and I did nothing about it.
Well, 3. 2 is good. 3 is very, very good. Anything above 3 is like very, extremely rare.
It's one of those things you see. You see 3, you're like, it's the start of the month. We'll worry about this later. I'm about to sneeze. I think I've stopped it. But the acolytes and stuff that are in the dungeons are cool as well because they drop the old Kerberos weapons. I don't know if you notice, like, they drop the other ones. Rather than the feral stuff, we've got all the Kerberos weapons in there, which is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a good source of wolf blood for me personally.
Wolf blood, yeah. The essential material that blocked you, right?
Way back when, now I'll have too many. Essential material blocking, maybe that's one for another podcast, by the way. But no, it's cool seeing all the wee followers and stuff. Obviously, you guys ran out of time for a name, finding names for all of these, right? They're all the same name, but that's all right. I think the stats, I don't know the stats on the weapons, you know, how relatively good they are. But yeah, new mobs is cool. And to be honest, the tier 4 boss as well, that drops the Darkened Eye of Kerberos, Adornment. Mm. It's still a solid Adornment as well, by the way.
Huge Adornment then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like even tier 4, what's your action rate on Valhalla Way is only like 2% or something as well. So this is a big deal, yeah. I don't know. I think like Kerberos as an event has always been... It's been popular. People wanted it to come back. They get told when they jump into any spot like Reddit or Discord, as soon as they start getting pretty serious about the game, like, I need to run a heap of endless dungeons. What do I need to do? And people go, okay, so you need to equip Kerberos at the start of it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, I have to wait 12 months. So it's a really popular raid for that. Event for that to get the pets with the alignment. The alignment is a really interesting mechanic, and I love that the first week of the event was littered with people reporting bug reports that every time he used something, it removed their own elemental resistances. It's like, oh, that's the point of the thing. So that's pretty funny. And then the event raid itself it's interesting one because on one side, it's actually sometimes really easy because you get these super effective hits if you're using the element that the alignment is weak to. But then sometimes he can make you really frustrated because you're hitting him for an immune damage. But also it hits hard. Like some of his skills really hit hard and you can just die all of a sudden when you're facing him. So it's a pretty fun raid. P- people love the big numbers, and I think there's a few people who have been able to one-shot the raid. Is that something you've achieved yourself?
Yeah, I think people love blue numbers. Blue damage numbers, yeah. I remember last year I tried to one-shot. I think I got it down to, you know, sub 1 million hit points left, but I've not tried this time around. I've definitely seen one person do it. I'm not sure if he's in the chat right now. But yeah, I mean, well, you unlock Ultima and you do blue damage all the time against that boss, which is super fun from all the mages raiding it. And yeah, I remember this time last year again, it was the alignment was a new mechanic, right? Especially from the raid itself, and of course from the pet, which has now become not part of your rotation for doing endless, as you said, at tier 10.
Yeah.
The experience grind, which is very long, you know, that it gives you 50% more elemental damage, which is, it's pretty huge.
Monstrous. And just a little tip for those who are struggling with it, because it does make you weak to a resistance, and I think it's still the case, maybe it's not, I should probably check this, but you can counteract that
With your gear.
Yeah. So not with like prism wall or something, you can't do that. No. But if your gear has that resistance on it, then you can counteract it. But yeah, I mean, like this—that's some cool stuff. There's some cool gear in there. You mentioned the tier 5 adornment, like that 2% action rate on a weapon adornment, like at tier 5. This is before you get Beastmaster at tier 7. The only follower buffs that you really have at that point is Valhalla and Way, which is only a 2% increase to pet action rate, which is pretty low. That's one of those adornments. So you can actually get away with using a heap of those on your weapon, even up to those higher tiers. Like once you say hit tier 7 and you want to run the pet play, you might run a Crystallis with 7 slots and you load it up with action rate. That's 14% action rate on top. Using these adornments, that's a pretty big deal. You can use Dragoon's Charms and start to go well. Yeah, and then the higher tier one, when you use the action rate on your weapon, what it actually lets you get away with is starting to use those Beowulf Charms, which reduce action rate but really increase pet stats or follower stats. Yeah, so they increase that by 25% per. So you could use two of those and really pump your damage. There's a bit to play around with there. Even like the feral hood you could use in place of a fey chimera, at because instead of the action rate you just get a heap of extra stats. So there's some cool stuff to play around with here. And the shield, I want the shield, man.
Don't talk about the shield, Danny. I've been raiding so much for once, you know, first time probably since Arisen Morrigan, really. And I think I've got at least 3 ornates of everything except the shield. So.
Oh, wow. You've been raiding properly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm using Blackened Eyes in my raiding setup. So, you know, I hit the cap in less than 40 seconds or try and get.
Oh, is this like Beowulf with Mightiest Mimic? Sort of set up, is that what you mean? Or
no, this is Realm Swash with Ashen right. Phoenix.
So okay, yep.
Follower rate for the David channel. Proc.
That's cool.
And this shield, man. Oh, just one day. Just please one shield. I mean the shield bumps up huge defensive stats, lowers your offense slightly, but it does have ward on it, unlike the Arisen Surtur shield, which has higher defensive stats. But I think the Woven Shield is really nice piece to pick up for, you know, I don't know, if you want to get a high stat build going for whatever reason. I think this should be an option because they're balanced stats as well. It's not like the for example the Argent Shield or the Random Arisen Bone Shield, which are, you know, either resistance or defense.
Yeah.
This gives you balanced stats. So, yeah. And, you know, the staff, of course, I think we've talked about this in the past. The staff is amazing. Maybe perhaps not as amazing now that you can get 2% action rate on from blackened dice as well. But it's definitely still a really solid weapon. Sword and the claws maybe slightly less used, but the sword, I think maybe still has its niche, you know, high HP. The claws, I remember using the claws, by the way, in like very early days of 3.0. Kind of before using the AoE skills, like going really hard into it, but like using the action rate from the claws to get your pet, get the fake chimera to knock out a second mob after you kill something, so you could kill two things at a time rather than one thing at a time.
Right.
Before we started using, you know, Mage's Dance, etc., and just kill all five mobs at once, which which, by the way, kind of leads us into kind of full circle into my current favorite build with these blackened eyes, is kind of stole this build idea from Untold Atrocity. Actually, he's using most, if you go into party dungeons, normally, you know, you buff up at the start, you take a minute or so, everybody gets a turn to get a few buffs, but Untold Atrocity, he just attacks from the first turn, and basically he uses blackened eyes. And I, sorry if I'm sharing his tips, by the way, but I'm using this, I'm using the build now as well. So, never mind. It's, filled with blackened eyes in your main weapon, in your staff, and even get a second staff or something in a scroll, even whatever. And, take your Ashen Phoenix pet and you just use Mage's Dance from turn one, and you have Daphic Channel up a lot of the time. And, you know, if you're Heretic, you have Iconoclast kind of kicks in for the higher tier floors of the dungeon, and you just kind of knock out everything, and you don't even need to. I don't think I got a turn in. Like, I think we did maybe 12 beast ends. I think I maybe did over the whole thing, I maybe cast like six skills and I pressed continue a lot. That was pretty much it. And didn't.
I don't remember getting
many blackened eyes, but.
All right. I wonder if 80% extra stats helps at all with that build.
Well, that's one thing most people will be missing. 80 ascension levels. Yeah, 10 ascension levels still works pretty good though, if you have decent gear, by the way. I can confirm that. Yeah,
what tier does that work up until, because I imagine you're not doing that in tier 10, right? Like in tier 10 it starts to get a bit challenging to knock things out one turn.
Tier 10, I'll put a couple of buffs on. I'll use Snotra and Jin's Talent. And if I'm carrying, I'll use a couple of Luga's Gauntlets, and you can clear everything, like 250k damage, no problem.
What magic stat is on your weapon that you're using to do that?
Over 2,000.
That'd help, yeah.
I think... Yep. No, good point. I think my magic is around 7k, 7 or 8k.
Gotcha.
Around there. But, you know, gotcha. If you're clearing beast, you don't need that magic to clear beast dens, for example.
Beast dens, you don't, no. I definitely have been doing similar with that. I run it with deity, and either bard or charmer, depending on what I remember to swap to, because sometimes I forget to swap to bard and just use charmer. But I will just do, Jin's Talent, Snotra, and then just Mage's Dance up, Mage's Pervain for the whole dungeon. And I run the Luga's Gauntlets, and I actually have Fae Chimera on as my pet, so I get Berserk eventually at some point. But I run Luga's Gauntlets for that extra proc, and eventually you're doing like 120k plus per enemy. And I have Heretic's Robe on. I have the Arisen Avalon leggings because they have magic on them, and I've filled them with Azure Pinions. Avalon Crown, and then I have a Arisen Fae Crow Song, which is a 172, so it's like at 1600 magic, but that's pretty decent.
Quite a lot still. I mean, there's loads of gear that works with this, you know. Heretic's Robe, I think, is, you know, a pillar. What I really want to get is Fae Chimera Staff. So Staff of the Chimera, I think it's called, from the Fae Chimera World Raid. You'll get the Berserk 1 proc off that. I've got the bow. I've got an ornate bow, but not the staff yet. So maybe I don't know, maybe Ranger will be slightly comparable, but somehow I think not elemental as damage, but it's good fun. I think the event is good fun. Speaking of events, new sprite pack in the shop today. Absolutely.
How cool is it?
Absolutely sick artwork. I will say, I've not bought it yet because, Valentine's is not necessarily something we give too much thought to, but, if that's the kind of stuff we are looking at, I can't wait for, your man Coven's next packs to come out because I'm pretty hyped for them. I really like the pack, but I'm just, it's not my thing, so I'm not going to use it.
This guy has so much passion. It's so awesome. He's doing this thing. You know, it started with like a sprite or two, and then next thing there was like over 10, and then there was like more than that again. He's just so passionate about it. But the details, unreal. The little bit of the flair with the love hearts around there is awesome. He was super dedicated to the palette that he chose and wanting to showcase the musical instruments.
Harps are cool. I hope he does more harps in the future. I'm not
he really wanted to showcase that a bit.
I'm not slaying this guy, Beans. I'm just saying that I'm never going to use the sprite, but I really like the sprites. But I'm just not going to use them myself.
the little Cupid in there when we were seeing that one, I was like, I bet your Pooh Man uses that. And then sure enough, day one, there's a post from Pooh Man with the little sprite on there. I think a few of the Swash community would appreciate a sprite that's got a little bit less clothes on, so that's good. But yeah, the sprites have gone over. Yeah, new Swash sprite. The community has loved it. It looks like the reception has been really good to that pack. And yeah, it's a pretty full pack, right? Like there's a lot of sprites in there. So yeah. Good one.
And do you know how long that will be available for? Just until Valentine's Day or what?
Don't know, actually. I could confirm that and maybe write it in the Discord or something somewhere. But what does happen now that we've introduced, which we should maybe we talk about that now,
yeah,
even because we've introduced the Northern Forge Patreon. So there's an official Patreon for Northern Forge Studios that has gone live, and that's gone live, I think it was about 3 days ago. And there's a few tiers within that Patreon that give various rewards, like access to developer Q&As. There's going to be a newsletter, special roles within the Discord. There's a few different channels within the Discord. There's beta accesses, alpha accesses, and then when other Northern Forge games are released, there'll be access to those prior, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But one of the top tier has, well, there's titles and sprites in the second tier, and then the top tier has access to all in-game sprites. So that includes RuneShop sprite packs that have existed historically and will exist into the future. So what that means is that as people start receiving those sprite packs, which should be sometime within the next month, the first payments won't come out until the 1st of March, and we hope to have that all sorted by then. But basically, they will get access to this sprite pack as well, even if they were to do that at a later date. And the extra cool thing about that is because it's tied to an email address, and this is where it's a little bit unique to other sprite pack purchases that have existed in Orna historically, is it actually links to every account that uses that email for its recovery email address. So if you have, your three alts that you've been playing through the game again, they would also get access to all of those sprites, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
But
yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because right now the sprites, you have to buy the sprites per character you make, right? Yeah,
yes.
So this would allow you basically use whatever sprite you wanted from past and future, on all of your characters, basically.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah,
cool. And they they will stay active while the Patreon stays active. So if you stop your subscription, it's not an activation that happens once and you get them all forever, just to be very clear on that, in case people go like, all right, I'll do it once and then get mad a month later if it turns off. That's how Patreon works, is like if you as a patron, it's a monthly thing. But there's no obligation. All that this Patreon's going to allow us to do is it affords us a little bit more flexibility without having to run ads in the game or run pay-to-play and pay-to-win features in the game. So, like, that's always been Odie's ethos. I think people really love that Orna's not a pay-to-win game, that, you know, they're not forced to spend dollars to progress in the game. So he wants to try and maintain that for as long as he can, but also wants the product to grow, wants it to get the appropriate amount of attention to, developmentally that it can. So got to work out some ways to make sure that's supported, and this is one of them. So, it's a cool little option, and we've had a fair few people take to it already. I could probably dig up
I think it's a great little solution. I think it fits really well with the way Odie's ran, you know, monetization for the game in the past. I think this is, fits really well. I remember checking literally 24 hours after you guys announced it, and I think I saw like 49 people had subbed to the Patreon, and that was, after day one. And so now that I think last time I checked, there was like 67 or something. So, but maybe you can give a current number if you want.
It's 91 at the moment, 91 right now, and that's after a few days. So that's really awesome, and we've received some like really, really heartwarming messages through that, because you can actually message the team through Patreon as well, and you know, all of those messages are getting responded to. So there's been some really heartwarming messages in there of like, I've been looking for ways to support the company more, and you know, like, there's only so many coffees you can buy, you know, like, I want to make sure that I love this game, it's my favorite game ever, and I want to support as much as I can, you know. So that sort of stuff is just, it's really, really nice to see. I mean, this is an exciting thing, dude. This is really cool.
No, and as you say, you know, it's a good way to support the game, and should by nature lead to more stuff coming in the future, which keeps that hype train going.
Exactly. So that's a thing that has happened.
Next thing.
Very cool thing. Next thing. So do we do it, man?
Yeah, let's do it. I think the community have waited long enough, Dangy. Dangy's first. Do you know one thing? I went back to check your post about this, and I realized this is lore contest number one. There is specifically a hashtag #1 next to this event. So obviously more things coming in the future for everybody. Why don't you give us like a quick little bit of backstory to the event for those who maybe somehow missed the event? And then we can kind of lead into a couple of your favorite submissions, and then do your big reveal or whatever. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic to me. So this event, we ran it in January. We actually mentioned it on the podcast before it went live. So our last podcast, we talked about it. It went live not long after that. And basically, we ran an event that was open for a week. I think it was just over a week in the end, where people could write essentially short stories about a character that would make it into the game. This would be a non-playable character, an NPC. But the world was essentially people's oysters, right? I did ask them to try and include the class, specialization, and gear of their character. And the idea behind that was basically to get people to have a little bit of a look at the gear descriptions and try and piece together Orna lore a little bit more and try and help flesh it out and give us sort of creative thinking, because there's such creative minds in this community. Like, of what would you think this stuff, how does this piece its way into the Orna lore? So, I mean, I did write in there, like, let's try and not make it more than, say, about 1,500 to 2,000 words, which I thought was generous anyway. I'm like, I hope nobody does 1,500 words, because if there's a lot of submissions, that's a lot of reading for me. But people did. They did that and more, because they were really, really excited about the opportunity. And, you know, what was awesome reading through these, Shabash, is that it felt to me like people weren't even just excited to get a prize, because I did mention that there's going to be a prize attached to the winning submission, but people were just genuinely excited to talk about the stories of their favorite game. It was so cool reading through these. Like, people are quite passionate about the actual story, the lore that exists within the game. And I was shocked at how much people have been able to draw out of the little stuff that does exist in the game, because you have to kind of dig a little bit to try and piece together the stories. Like, it's not necessarily put in your face, and people have done a really good job of understanding the existing lore within Orna. So, really good job. And there was a lot of submissions. So, you know, initially,
you did a lot of bedtime stories with the.
There's a lot of reading. Yeah. Now, initially, when I put it up, I said the winner. So the winner will get, and we talked about the title of their character and the sprite of their character, which is pretty cool. But then on top of that, that character will actually make its way into the game and will do actually a little story arc with it. So the whole player base gets to sort of see this character at some point, which is a pretty big deal. There was such high quality submissions and, you know, so much effort put in by so many people that I've actually negotiated to have a few prizes. So not just prizes. Multiple prizes, because I think just a winner was going to be an unjust outcome for those who had put in so much effort. Now, I'm not going to give a prize to every single person who put in a submission, because that precedent would be a hard one to maintain forever. But I mean, the efforts are definitely appreciated, acknowledged, and well done to everyone who submitted. Really, really appreciated. So what we're just got to make sure we do in future is, last time we announced it on the podcast, posts up on Reddit and on Discord and on Twitter. I believe we announced it there as well. So I'd say to everyone, just make sure you're keeping an eye on those channels. I know that some people are in those platforms, but maybe don't read it a lot. On Reddit, you have a couple of options there to help with notifications. You can actually follow individual users. So you can follow me, Modangi, which is u/Modangi. So you can follow me, and then that way you can get notifications of my posts specifically. And then that way it might help you keep track of that sort of thing, events in future. The Twitter is a great spot, because the Twitter, if you're just following that and check in on it periodically, you'll see that sort of thing. And then Discord, we do have a games announcement channel, which actually publishes. So if you follow that channel with your own Discord, you will get notifications in your own Discord of announcements. So just periodically check in on that announcements page to see what cool stuff's coming through. And then, you know, like, the ultimate goal one day is to work out a way to put it in people's faces a little bit in the game where it's not obnoxious, and it doesn't, you know, you don't want to load up the game and be annoyed with pop-ups. So we don't want to try and do that, but we'll work out a flow at some point. But yeah, keep your eyes on those things. Now, without further ado, because I know people are sitting there going, just announce the results, please. I want to read out a few to start with consolation prizes. So we've got a few tiers of prize here. This first consolation prize is for 10 summoning scrolls.
10 summoning scrolls, nice. 10 just summoning like scrolls. That, you get it an extra 10 scrolls on your character. Boom.
Yeah, so this will be different to, it won't be me coming over to your house and popping 10 scrolls for you. These will actually be attributed to your account.
This is not a third world Orna Legends prize giving. This is the real deal here.
So yeah, as in terms of time frame, don't stress, it will get sorted. Not exactly sure what time, but yeah, 10 summoning scrolls. Yeah. So I'll read out the character name and the user who submitted it. So our first one, and I figured this would be a fun ex. Go ahead.
Wait, are you announcing every single winner of every single tier?
I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
all right. Nice. How many did you say there were? Sorry.
There's a few. So for a this few, one, okay. We have a few. I thought this would be a fun exercise because Shabash knows I have horrible pronunciation skills. So I thought this would be fun. I'm going to try and pronounce everyone's characters. Yeah, and I have serious. No idea how to do that. And Shabash can sit here and laugh at me. So actually, what I might do, Shab, is I'm going to send you this list quickly so that you can see it and laugh at me as I go to pronounce them. So let me put that actually, there. That's just in that chat thing.
Here we go. I have good reason now to laugh. All right.
Yeah. All right. And I'll do this one too. Now, chat, we ready? Is there anyone here who's sitting and waiting? Hopefully there's a couple of people sitting here waiting. Yep. No.
This is why we came.
Let's go. Okay, let's do it. So, the first one as a consolation prize, we have Zira, the Immortal Shell, which was submitted by Reddit user Yatsoya.
Congrats. Zira, the Immortal Shell. So, what was the story? What was the story there? The base.
I'm not going to read all of the stories. I apologize. I should have been clear on that. They were long ones. I won't read all the stories. Sarah's was a pretty cool one. I'll just touch on this lightly because I did like the concept. It was using all of the rune gear, and essentially the story there was that the what's it called? Is it Mirror Knight, I think?
Wait,
or
is that
the armor?
No, is that EXP less? Is that your submission? Is that the tier two guy? The living armor guy? He has like Demon
armor.
Forged. He has like Demon Forged tier two rune gear. Oh, it's
there
not,
you go.
Okay,
it's not XP less. Yeah, right, it was the living armor thing. So basically, it was to give that character of living armor like a concept. So it was pretty cool.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not going to go through all of the stories. Sorry. So the next one is Cilantro, which was by Artistic Push 35. So congratulations, Artistic Push. The next one was, and I think I did the D and the N the wrong way around here, Andvari the Dwarf, which was by Zenov.
We need more dwarves in the game.
I know. I actually agree with that. I like the stuff around dwarves. Our next one was Socotra the Atoning by Low Impact 64. Congratulations, Low Impact. The next consolation prize was Celine by Eduardo Musi. Congratulations, Eduardo. Next consolation prize was Vili, and I think this one was actually Vay, but Vay. Okay. I don't know. It had Vili a little accent there. Yep. By BC Brucey. Congratulations. I wondered whether that was Blueberry. The next consolation prize was Dagonet the Confused and Amenja, because there was actually two entries by this person, and it was really funny because when I was going through and reading this, I wasn't checking who the submitter was. I was actually looking through and determining our outcomes prior to that, and I've just checked who submitted it, and this person actually submitted too. So well done, Shimizoki, I think is the pronunciation there. The next one, the character's name was Rowan, which was by Apprehensive Bad 116. So congratulations, Apprehensive. The next one was Jermaine the Sentient One by Devil Ant S23, which I think actually matches their Discord name. I think I'm seeing Devil Ant around on Discord. So congratulations. Then we have Phil, Son of Vulcan, which was by Balinor. Congrats,
Phil, Son of Vulcan. Grande.
That was a good one. The next one, this is a hilarious one. I hadn't seen this name before, but Guy Fieri, which is by Guy Fieri, which is a bit his of a piss name. Take on Guy Fieri, I think. But the submission was cool. A lot of effort put into that one as well. It was huge. Ooh, so congratulations, nice. Guy. Now we have Horak Carthen, The Cursed, by Betty Crates, or I think I didn't know what the pronunciation of this user was, but I think it was like Metacrates or something like that. Or
that sounds right.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. The next one, the character was Zangar the Tall by Vanimelda Blackvale. So congratulations there. The next one was Sandro, which was by user Homger27. So congratulations there. Next one was Rinna, I think. Yirinna. I don't know. It's Y-R-I-N-A. That's Y-R-I-N-A. The character's name by ManyFace6026. So congratulations, ManyFace. And then we've got Frogjohn the Orntrotter by Fazdo.
Frogjohn.
Yeah. Frogjohn. Yeah. That was a long story as well. Really, really high effort. I hadn't heard of any frog people in Orna before, but it was a solid rider. Congratulations, Fazdo. And we've got five more consolation prizes there. The next one is The Ghost of Bera by Sirius Bera. So congratulations, Sirius. We've got Lore Banana by Long Jumping Cup 9434. There's some creative Reddit usernames out there, I tell you what. We've got Kothar the Meek by Akuma 7. Well done, Akuma. We've got Delana by Responsible Return 95. And then we've got Dade by I Got Mad. So that was a total, I believe, of 21 different users that win the consolation prize of 10 summoning scrolls. So congratulations to all of you. So that's decent chunk of scrolls that we're handing out right there, which is awesome.
Well done, everyone.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. Now, we actually have another tier of consolation prize, Shab.
More consolation prizes. Okay.
More consolation prize. Just a step up. And these ones here, basically, their concepts are so strong that I think that there could be potential to draw on this stuff at a future date. Now, the idea was that there's one winner of this and there is going to be one grand prize winner. But some of these guys had some really, really cool concepts that I wouldn't mind touching base with them at a later date, potentially to see if there's a way that any parts of those concepts might be able to be used in the game at all. So that's a pretty exciting thing. And, you know, if that happens, then we could talk about other things at a later date. But for now, this second tier of consolation prize has two parts to it. It is going to be summoning scrolls. There's going to be 25 summoning scrolls rather than 10 for this one.
Yeah.
But also we're going to hand them a title of Storyteller.
Storyteller so title. Oh, that's awesome.
Storyteller title. So there's going to be two parts to that. So that's pretty cool. So ears open, chat. Get ready.
So how many do we have in this tier of prizes?
I'll read them out. I don't want to... I can say, I guess. So we've got eight here. So we've got eight winners of this one. Okay. Yeah. Which is pretty decent. So the first one, the character's name was Edge, the son of Mammon, which was written by user Gothic Black. Now, some of these were just insanely... like, there was a lot of thought that was put into this. This story here, it was all about, like, a baby of Mammon, and it's a really dark sort of history. It ties in Cade, the NPC, and it had a lot of great lore that exists and creating a new character out of that. And it was quite a dark tale. I really liked it. So that was pretty cool. So the Gothic Black is going to win 25 summoning scrolls and the Storyteller title. Well done. The next one, the character's name was Galahad. Oh, yeah. Which was by Reddit user Rockn Slay. Now, if I go and have a quick look here, the reference to Galahad, which is actually from mythology, and you know that's a direct reference to, you know, Arthur's Arthur. You know, we've got Arthur's exists in the game. Galahad is one of Arthur's knights. That was one of the things that I did with this. So I was like, when people were asking me, like, oh, how long until the results, a day after the thing ended, is like, I was reading these stories, but I was also like looking at all of the mythology tie-ins that they made, and I was actually reading a heap about the mythology throughout. So all of these, even if you say you got a 1500 word write-up or whatever, I was actually reading the mythology that was attached to it as well and getting myself all excited about that. So this one was cool. It tied in the forces of Avalon, the Avalonians, through Arthas using Galahad, changed the name slightly to Galahad, which I thought was a really nice touch because he knows that this is what we do with the Orna stuff. So really, really cool. So well done, Rock and Slay. You're going to get 25 summoning scrolls and the storyteller title. The next one was Belric, Flayer of Mammon, which was written by Its Deus, I believe is how you pronounce that user's name. So this was
well done.
This was an intensely high effort piece. This was one of the largest write-ups, and there was just a staggering amount of effort put into tying in current Orna lore, and even to the point that they were tying in spells and mechanics that exist within Orna currently, using the weapons really well. This was such a good writer. Some of these, Shab, I was just like, can I give them all NPCs? Can I give them all sprites? Like these are so, so good. So just so people know, you can actually go and still read that Reddit thread. It is locked so that we're not adding more stuff to it, but you're welcome to go and read those stories yourself.
I've linked it in chat. Link it on the YouTube when it goes on YouTube as well. So it will be in the description.
Great. Thank you, mate. Really appreciate it. Yeah, so congratulations to Its Deus. It's 25 summoning scrolls and the storyteller title to yourself. Well done. The next one, the character is Poet Edda, which is by user Arves13. So this one here, this is a super interesting concept because Poet Edda is actually, and I didn't know about this, but Poet Edda is actually like the storyteller of, was it like Irish or something mythology? Now I'm going to confuse them all because I've got a million things in front of me. But it was like the storyteller of old Gaelic, I think, mythology. I'm going to have to look.
It looks to be Norse mythology.
Norse, is it? Okay.
Yeah, apologies. I see Odin in there.
Yeah.
Looking at the story, so you were close.
There you go. Yeah, so this was such a cool concept, right? Because this character, and that's one of the things that I really liked is when people paid attention to the existing characters in Orna, because most of the bosses, or you know, the raid bosses, the races that we have that exist within Orna, all come from mythology in some form, right? So they have existed elsewhere. So people who went to the effort of working out tie-ins to that, you know, brothers of existing characters, fathers of existing characters, or in this case, this Poet Edda, such a cool concept, man. Like the actual storyteller, I'm saying like, oh, we want to make a NPC that tells stories. It's like, oh, it was smart. It was really, really smart. So I really liked this one. So congratulations, Arves. That's 25 summoning scrolls and the storyteller title to yourself. So well done. The next one. Got to hydrate. Is Olkmar, Grand Wizard of Baelor, which was by Thundust001. And this was another massive, massive write-up. It was a bit of a different take on Baelor, and, you know, in a way that didn't really deviate heaps from the existing lore. I do like, you know, like this one, just really good story writing as well. I think there's some people who are so bloody talented. All of the, there were so many submissions, even the ones that have won the 10 summoning scrolls or other ones that haven't made it there. Just the storytelling abilities is really impressive. Yeah, go have a read, guys. Next one we've got is Sakari, which was by user Akintund, I think is that pronunciation. Yeah, another one that was super high Sakari. Effort. It tied in Orna lore well. So it was probably, yeah, worthy of this prize. I think well done to Akintund. 25 summoning scrolls and the storyteller title to yourself. Well done, mate. Next one we've got.
Their story.
Sorry.
I think they deleted their. I think they deleted their original story. Yeah.
Ah, no good. Well, hopefully well, they still trust you that it
was, well, we'll trust you that it was good.
Yeah, hopefully, hopefully they still won a prize. We'll we'll see if they're watching. So the next one we've got is Chronos, Seeker of Time, the first Chronomancer, which was by Sepopotamus. So this was, I actually really enjoyed this story. To be fair, this was such a cool concept. They did a really good job of talking about different pieces of gear and why that gear was important. You know, like fleshed out a little bit. The background of that gear and the pet and that sort of stuff. But then the story itself, sorry?
Age old mimic pet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then the story itself was a really, really good write-up. So it's that one's just a fun read to me. I like the concept of the very first Chronomancer. Especially because in the game, Chronomancer came in a little bit late as well. So, like, talking about the first Chronomancer, I thought was pretty cool. Aye. But, yeah, a really good write-up. Well done, Sepopotamus, 25 summoning scrolls, and the storyteller title to yourself.
Nice.
Then we have the last of this second-tier consolation pricing, which is the Zeal the Seeker by Mix Anima. Have a quiz at this. Oh, this was another just mega high effort writer that just went above and beyond to try and talk about lore.
Bell-shifter. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, lore within Orna. So there was just, you know, the ability that people have in this community to draw lore out of what exists in the game was just so impressive to me, and this is another example of it, like just being able to draw so much out of Orna lore. Really, really good job by Mix Anima. So congratulations to you all.
Congrats, guys.
Is that it, or is there another, should we do another prize, you think? Maybe a grand prize perhaps.
You tell us, Thangy, your prize.
So,
to give.
So
so this is a grand tier 3 grand prize. How many winners over here? Just one?
This is the one. This is right. the big winner. So the big winner of this will also get 25 summoning scrolls and the title of storyteller.
Okay.
They will also get the title of their character's name, which is going to be a one of one. Right? That's a really big deal. And they're going to also, when it comes out, get the sprite of the NPC that gets added into the game, because this sprite, this character, will get added into the game as NPC, and this person will get that sprite as one that is attributed to their account. So that's a pretty big deal.
And they will be the only one with that sprite, right? As well.
Be the only one with that sprite.
Ooh.
So...
sick.
That's huge, right? This is a big
juicy
one.
Juicy. Yeah, let's go.
Juicy. And because this is classic, it is the hardest one to pronounce for all of them that I've seen there. I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this. So let's go. I think it is Sikol Grikankos, I believe, is the character's name. By Reddit user, they tell me it rained.
Congratulations. Now,
congratulations. This is, tell you what, this submission, it was so impressive. The lengths that this person went to actually call out gear descriptions and, you know, where that they've got source material referenced in their submission, like why I've said these different things as the sources. It's got things like referencing main story quests.
We've actually...
Experts.
We've got the guy in the chat. Codec entries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry.
Hey! Yeah, congratulations, mate. Congratulations.
Congrats, man. That's sick.
This is a big deal. I need to ask them something, actually, because, like, this write-up, they've gone through, they've taken excerpts from gear, excerpts from the story quest, excerpts from codex entries, and tied it all together really well. The character that they've chosen is actually based on real-world mythology for the very first king of the Fomorians. So this is, like, straight insert into Orna lore. It really works just brilliantly. Every aspect of what I was looking for was covered perfectly in one brilliant submission. There's a game that I absolutely love, and I know that Odie does too, and other members of the Northern Forge team, Coven does as well, called Dark Souls. And there's a YouTuber who does a lot of content on that. Dark Souls has this history of never telling people what actually happened in the story. It's just got it all on little descriptions on items. And there's this guy called Vati Vidya who does videos telling you the story based on those descriptions. And that's the vibe I got out of this submission. It was so well done. So really, really good job. And I do wonder if he took inspiration from the likes of Vati Vidya. But this was just perfect. This was the perfect submission. And I can tell you this because this might actually just make you a little bit more excited. Odie read through this one and got really excited himself. So really well done, mate.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really, really good job. So, yeah, that means that you get 25 summoning scrolls, the storyteller title, the title of Sikol Grikinkos, which I think is the name of the character, and then you'll get the sprite. Now, we have a working sprite right now. Now, I will say that what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and show a thing, but it's important that we know that that might not be the final product. But
is this a sneak peek?
I think we should do a sneak peek. I think we should.
All right, dang it.
Our in-house pixel artist has seen this submission and gotten really excited by it. So has also put in some effort. Now, I don't know how to show this actually, Shab. Is it something that I can send your way and you
link
can
link it in the chat, and I'll get it on the screen in just a moment.
Got to be one of the coolest sprites I've ever seen.
Bear with me 1 second. That's pretty sick. Oh, I see the Bane Blade. That's cool. Yeah, I saw his the submission. He's got the whole gear in there as
so
well.
So good, man. So good.
Oh, there we go. So this is a work in progress, right? It's not confirmed.
Haven't got the final confirmation, but
all right. I mean, he's wearing like the battle mage armor. He's got the Bane Blade. I don't know what the other weapon is. Gjorvalr.
Other weapon is like a Fomorian staple, basically. You'll see a lot of the Fomorians holding that in their hand. So it's an identifier of that Fomorian background, I think. You've gone sideways, by the way, Shab. Yeah, so the whole thing's your own. That's good that you're excited. That's awesome. I'll have to let Coven know.
Yeah, sorry, my camera died.
No, that's that's that whole timing thing, right?
You carry on, don't you?
All right, let's try this thing, guys. Let's try Iron Brew. What even is that flavor?
Iron Brew flavor.
I don't know. I feel like this would just do havoc to your guts, so I feel like this would decimate your insides. Okay. There you go. I've tried Iron Brew. Yeah, the sprite's back up on your screen. That's good. But you're screwed, but the sprite's back up. Have I still got you, Shab? No, you're muted. Oh, no. I hope that people... Can you still hear me, people? Oh, there we go. I can hear you again.
Yeah, they can still hear you.
Yeah.
I forgot to charge my camera.
Apologies. Oh, and you don't have a power cable for it or something?
I do now, but camera's at 0%.
so it'll take a few minutes. That's all right. How do I get across?
So did you try the Iron Brew?
I did. I don't know about that. I'm unsure. I feel like that would just destroy your insides. Feel like, that's an interesting flavor.
I used to have a bottle.
I'll keep drinking it.
I used to have a bottle of Iron Brew every day in high school.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, when we're in high school, we're immune to everything, right? We're young. But yeah, this is the Sprite here. So this is the one that Coven has been working on. You got so excited by it. And how good is this pixelized, man? Like, just tying in all of the reference gear there, the Fomorian identity is true. It's very easy to see. If you put that side by side with a Fomorian, you would tell that's a Fomorian for sure. It's got the red eyes. It's got the ears hanging low. It's got that.
The red eyes, yeah.
That stuff, yeah. So, I mean, I think that's an absolutely sick sprite. And imagine if you were the only person in the game that had it.
And the title, literally a named title as well for the sprite. Yeah, super, super cool. What does Selvix think of the sprite? Does he like it?
I think that we saw in all caps, it looks so good. Bump, here we go. So I imagine that, is it Selvix? Is that how you pronounce it? Selvix is just a little bit pumped at the moment. Not chatting heaps, probably just a little bit excited. So yeah, it's awesome. Congratulations, mate. I'm trying to lean so that I'm...
Yeah, that's perfect.
Showing up on the...
Stay there one moment.
Yeah. Congratulations, mate. Like, really, really big deal. Well done. Well deserved. The submission was just absolutely golden. So, really good job. Now, you mentioned something at the start, Shab, about how this event did have number one next to it. So we want to do more of this sort of thing. We want to do some cool events that really engage the community in a little bit of a unique and different way that isn't just play heaps of the content to get a thing. So trying to think of different cool ways. I've got a couple banked up. If you ever have an idea that you think might be a cool community competition, I'd really appreciate you just, you know, flicking me a DM via Discord or Reddit, and I'll always read that stuff. So, we can organize ways to get in-game prizes to people, which is awesome. So, you know, people love in-game sprites and they love getting summoning scrolls, but I think they also love titles, Shab. Wonder if there's any other ways we could get people some unique titles.
That's a really cool idea, Dangy. Back just in time for that. I think we have confirmed new title available for ranked PvP seasons coming soon. Coming almost, well, starting very soon. In fact, already started. The season has already started. After the podcast. But Dangy, really appreciate your assistance in getting this set up. You know, I think people have been, I don't know when the original hype post was for ranked seasons and stuff in Orna, you know, back with the Olympian gear or Victorious gear or whatever it was called. I think it was, you know, maybe even more than 12 months ago. But I remember people were hyped for it. Unfortunately, it's not in the game, you know, yet officially. But what we are setting up is we've got like a ranked Elo bot working on Orna Legends Discord, and we're gonna run some ranked PvP seasons. So firstly, we're gonna do solo 1v1, and it's not gonna be, you know, tier 5 versus tier 10. You know, it's broken up into tiers from tier 5 up. So basically, you will go in and you know, the most annoying thing is it is ran through Discord, through the Orna Legends Discord. You know, it's not tied into the game. Hopefully this will be like a precursor to, you know, Northern Forge, you know, starting to run stuff in the game in the future. But you know, to drive some kind of live PvP engagement, we've managed to secure the Fallen Champion title for winners of the tiers, from tier 5 up to tier 11. So basically, it's pretty simple. Go in the Orna Legends Discord, and there's a how to join. You go all the way down to the bottom of the channels, and there's a ranked tier selection. In fact, let's open it up to everybody right now, so everybody should be able to see that now. You go in there, you select your tier by reacting to the appropriate emoji, and that will unlock the rest of the rank queues. And you go in there, you just type something, it puts you in the queue, and then you match with someone, then you go in the game, you fight best of three, straight fights, bang, bang, bang. And, yeah, you just react to the game, announcement. You work how it is. And, then it's like a leaderboard, it uses Elo rating. And, we're going to run the first season for 10 weeks. So, you know, it gives people lots of time to, you know, play events as you go, so you don't need to rush for like the next 2 weeks to do PvP. But yeah, live PvP. Very grateful to Pooh Man for breaking the bot. Yeah, might need to work on that. yeah, Dangy, I really appreciate your help getting this sorted. Fallen Champion title confirmed, right?
Confirmed. And I think that what's really cool about this is, you know, we've just had something where people can get a title via an external way. So it's not in the game. It's a bit of effort outside the game. And then this one's a bit more of a direct work hard and you could get a thing. But it's nearly tier agnostic, right? Like you're not doing it just as whoever's the strongest. So that's a guaranteed nearly T10, T11 player would definitely get that title. You've sort of done a bit of a separation where people can enter this season in different tiers. Like you could enter it as low as tier 5 is the lowest entry, right?
Yeah, we made tier 5 the lowest purely because, you know, the early tiers go by so fast. A lot of players, they're not necessarily around that long. And yeah, I think tier 5 is a good spot. And, you know, if you really want to focus on like a tier 5 character, you could make a new tier 5 character, you know, plonk it at level 110 or whatever, and, you know, start pumping out some live PvP fights. I mean, hopefully we see some good engagement in the lower tiers, and, you know, you can run on into the higher tier, you know, as you level up as well. So we can kind of manage it. Again, there is the disconnection between Discord and the game, which is, you know, we have to work with it. But it's at least something. And, yeah. Getting, again, in-game title. So we'll be quite, you know, not many people walking around with it. So.
Yeah. Well, at the start, it'll be 7, right? It'll be 7 total people that'll have that title, which is, pretty rare. So yeah, that's cool, man. Like, I'm really happy that the team can support this. This is you know, you're working hard on bringing some attention to a different area of the game that people don't play every day. And you know, I know that there's a lot of people who are PvP heads, and that live PvP is a cool function that's only recently been added in terms of the life of Orna. So yeah, I'm really excited to see this. But also on a personal level, I hope that there's some sort of at some point, be it end of the season or whatever, opportunity to either see or be along watching some of the live PvP actual fights, because I think the video that you did on the tournament was so good. That was one of my favorite videos that you've ever done. That was absolutely sensational. So yeah, hopefully there's some content that gets created along the way. We have had so many content creators pop up recently though, right? Like, the people are going all out on YouTube videos lately.
Yeah, we've had that new Aussie guy. No, it's been a few. Yeah, really good. It's about time. You know, more the merrier, I think, for such games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of them are, you know, actually providing some kind of decent value. So, yeah, would love to see some, you know, PvP stuff, not just, you know, Gilgamesh smashing world raids from
yeah,
Valinor.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, no, really, really appreciate the team, Northern Forge, you know, confirming that, get the title going. I'll be competing tier 11. What we've said, by the way, in when you select your tier, that you can tier up if you wish. You know, tier 10 can go fight tier 11 as well. There's different queues for each tier.
Right.
You know, any questions people have, of course, just let us know. Season 1 is going to end 23rd of April, so plenty of time for people to sort out their live PvP builds. You know, should see what's strong. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some super secret builds come to the front.
Yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, really hyped to, get this
assassin.
Going. Nah, assassin.
I want to see people using assassin. Yeah,
assassin's going to be my high effort. You know, when I really need to get a bunch of wins, I think I'm going to go assassin. But high volume, yeah. I think swash. I've got a pretty decent swash build. Fast anyway. Yeah, high volume.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited to see what happens with this tournament. Yeah, like I said, personally, just the content that could come out of it would be really exciting to me as well. But it's awesome for people to have opportunities to get unique in-game things by doing something a little bit different. So yeah, pumped to see the community reaction to it. Well done for coordinating it. That ELO stuff looks complicated. Well done.
Well, we can get one. I'm sure Odie would be able to sort it out in game pretty quick. But for now we play with what we have, and seems to be, you know, work okay. And I'm gonna put some get that Godforge rank, get the ranks up. Pooman, Pooman's already in the queue, I think. So if people want to go and fight, you can go and fight Pooman, at least in tier 11.
He'd be in the queue only 23 hours a day, I imagine, just sitting there waiting.
Yeah, while he's working hard, yeah.
Brilliant. Nah, that's awesome, man. That's really, really cool. So can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. So if anyone who's in it happens to do some content along the way, please link me, because I'd love to watch it.
Yeah. Get your talking about that, you've set up, probably since the last podcast, you've set up a new kind of content creation sort of section on the main Discord, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a channel there that will, now I need to sort it out so that we can have it post as many different users as possible. So I'm just trying to work on that, what my perfect solution to that would be. But basically we'll set it up so that we can subscribe to various YouTube creators. So that new videos will get posted there automatically. Probably only light guidelines around that of like would like people who are regularly posting, would like people who are posting exclusively Orna, because if it's going to be filling a feed in the Orna Discord with non-Orna content, we'll just take it out. So, and then, you know, like there is a title, not a title, sorry, what do you call it on Discord, a role that we've actually created for content creator, which would identify you separately by a little icon next to your name, or a red color if you are not sitting in one of the Patreon or booster roles, which I know Shabash loved that red color on his name, who's a big fan of red. He asked for it, guys. He begged me to make it that red, so I had to do it just for Shabash.
I almost quit the game because of this color.
Brilliant. So, yeah, at the moment we've got two sitting in that role, which is yourself and Balinor. Balinor's been absolutely putting his head down with content, it seems like, daily at the moment. And we've started to get a sneak peek into the beautiful dulcet tones of Balinor as well. Such a great guy to listen to speaking. He's doing really, really well. So we've got a few content creators in there that are going a bit hard at the moment. But yeah, there's opportunity to share what you guys do as well around Orna in the Discord now. So if you want to do that, scroll down, have a look at the content creator channels that exist there, and we'll try and get more people a little bit more visibility on their channels.
So when's the next Let's Play episode coming out, Dangy?
Yeah, so I have done, what is it, 5 episodes so far, and the next episode is going to be a really exciting one that's going to be based around party play a little bit. Now, my life has been absolutely hectic between both jobs that I have and, you know, the contest, and I'm on panels for jobs and whatever. So I've had a little bit of higher priorities at the moment, but I hope to get into it again pretty soon. I think that I can kick it off again from probably next weekish. But that series, I was having so much fun playing that, and it's been absolutely killing me that I have to try and not play that character too much, because playing through from the start is so fun. And I'm trying to leave that playing as best I can to whilst being recorded. So hopefully from next week I can kick into a bit of a regular routine. I know that people have been enjoying that Let's Play series, so be good to get back into it.
Can't wait for that next one to come out, mate.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun. Don't know if you have any further comments to add, any further sneak peeks to leak. Always ask the question now.
Always got to ask the question. I think for now, if guys just want to keep an eye on the hype channel that exists in main Discord, because Odie's been a little bit more active in there recently. He even as recently as yesterday or within the last 24 hours, he posted a sneak peek about how when you summon world raids through a summoning scroll, then there's going to be a little toggle coming in that says, do you want to include events or not? Because a lot of people have been saying, you know, we had the whole debacle where people are like, I'm not getting enough event raids. So Odie bumped the numbers up and everyone's like, I'm getting too many event raids.
So pick one.
To satiate both people, the event raids are pumped up if you check that box, and if not, then they'll not be there, which is a good solution. But that's a cool one. There's been little sneaks in there, like he showed off one of the sprites from the new story stuff that's coming, which is looking sick. It's looking so cool. I can't wait for that. There's some really cool stuff coming, so I'd keep an eye on those channels. And then with that Patreon that we've released, what will actually happen is that the hype channels will actually come to the patrons, I guess, first. Like, they'll get a couple of sneak peeks there, and that's just a show of appreciation for supporting the company a little bit more. Keep an eye on that and stuff will come. The only other thing that I do have to say is we talked through the lore prize winners. If people who heard their names called could either DM me via Reddit, please, because it's got your Reddit username, and that's going to be a good way to verify that it is actually you. So if you could please DM me via Reddit. Alternately, I'm going to reach out to people via Reddit anyway, because I've got your submissions. But, you know, if you kick it off earlier, that's fine for me too.
Are you going to... Are you going to make a Reddit post of the winners itself of themselves?
Yes.
As well? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. So I'll have to write up a Reddit post because obviously, like, not everyone is here right this second. Right. So we'll do a Reddit post. We'll do a Discord post to announce those winners. And I might even do a tweet. So that'll be sometime within the next 24 hours that I'll put something up live here. Put something up there. I did want to utilize this platform that we have to really engage with people and, you know, it's good to get it on your channel, Shab, to have a little bit of a juicy piece of content, you know. So it was nice to be able to share the outcomes live with you all here on the Arisen podcast.
No, it's great to hear them being read out, at least in part, by yourself, Dangy. Thank you very much for all the effort you're putting in. I think it's really cool to offer up such a competition for the community to take a part in, and really cool prizes, especially for the for Sickle, and you know, even getting a, you know, storyteller role for quite a few people as well. That's pretty sick. Always good to, you know, some people get in the live show. It's good to hear things live sometimes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I might need to send you an original Iron Brew recipe, 1901, they call it. You know, with the one with actual sugar in it, might taste a bit better. See if you can get your hands on the 1901, they call it, the original recipe.
Do you know what fruit tingles are? Are they a thing that exists elsewhere? Is that just a?
I don't know.
They taste like that, like put into water or something. It's super fizzy. It's super fizzy, this stuff.
Yeah, it's a fizzy drink, isn't it?
Oh, is that what it is? I didn't, yeah.
Right, yeah.
No, it is. It's very, very fizzy. There you go. Banana, it does taste like fruit tingles. He's got my back.
You did say outside of Australia, didn't you?
Okay. He's basically in a different country.
At least he's backing you up, mates.
Yeah. No, thanks for this, man. It's been really fun. So, congratulations to all the winners. Awesome to have your event kicking off soon. And the event that's in game at the moment is a fun one. And then we've got, is it from nowish or tomorrow? There's the extra reward ending in quests and stuff is a thing. So, as always, go to playonr.com/calendar and you can have a look at the events that are coming for the month. But there is one there for Valentine's Day. I'm just trying to bring it up now. That means that you should get extra rewards for doing quests for, I think it's a 48-hour period. February 13th, 14th, So double orns, double gold, double experience. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty big for new characters, I think. Lower level characters. Yeah, really cool. Something you've not done before, right? This is the first time.
No, I don't think it's been on quests before. It's pretty awesome. And you're dead right, like those low tiers. You have a look at any quests that are around walking or completing gauntlets. Yeah. They're usually high orn and XP yield. So if you do a bit of walking about, you'll actually get quite a high return for that. If it falls on one of those days and you happen to get a few walking quests or complete gauntlet quests, you'd be silly not to do them because it's going to be double rewards. That's fantastic.
Are there going to be also double the amount of daily quests as well or not?
I don't think so. I don't believe that's a thing that I had heard was happening. That would be, just like pump a heap of quests out to go along with the event. But no, I hadn't heard that.
There you go. Sigyn linked the real Iron Brew 1901 recipe.
Oh, brilliant. The most helpful person in the community right there, I reckon, just like seems to have a link for every single thing that's being referenced.
See if you can name the bridge in that link, by the way.
I'd have no chance. I'd have no chance. I'll leave it up to you, the smart people there. Awesome.
Anyway, yeah. Akintunde, thanks, yeah. Thanks for subbing. Appreciate the support. Dangy, appreciate your support. And, you know, for this podcast, episode 12 coming relatively soon.
We've done better here. Did we keep it within a month? Is that what we did? That's probably pretty good for us. Well done.
It's not bad. You know, I think we're averaging around one a month, which was kind of the plan at the beginning. So,
yeah,
we are staying true to our word.
We're doing okay. It's always good fun. I could do this for hours, just talk. But this is good. I think we've covered some good topics. So thanks for having me on, as always.
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much, guys, for everyone tuned in live, everybody watching or listening on YouTube, Spotify, after the fact. Yeah, really hope you enjoyed this episode. Well done to the Lore Contest winners. Yeah, some awesome stories there. We'll link again the original story post so you can go and read some of these awesome stories. And yeah, we got 10 weeks of ranked live PvP coming up as well, so hopefully a few people get stuck into that. I've just seen game one getting matched. Sergio going up against Pooman, tier 11, so we'll see who takes the lead in tier 11 ranked. But yeah, dang it, awesome. Tons of fun as always. Sunday for you, isn't it? So hope you have hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. And enjoy your own weekend.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Going for a walk tomorrow, so hopefully stays dry. But yeah, thanks everybody for tuning in, listening afterwards. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
Good morning.
Good morning.